There was no lack of enthusiasm as some, as young as preschool, and others who are World War II veterans shouted, chanted, and thanked troops for their service to the country. With the troop drawdown, the flights are being consolidated at Atlanta. Annette Kaler was there to welcome her husband home for R&R from his fourth deployment since 9/11.
I've got two boys, and they're used to it. Unfortunately, they were children, very young when it first started, but it's become a way of life.
She says these deployments almost seem commonplace.
People do say, well, you take it so calmly, and I don't know another way to do it. If I was any other way, I think it would be harder for him while he was gone.
While many soldiers stay in touch with home through Skype, Annette says they decided not to.
Part of the anticipation is not seeing each other, and then for the first time after months, seeing each other. It's always worked for us in the past, so we continue to do it. We talk maybe once every couple weeks.
But as her husband's spotted in the line of troops, she gets excited, tries to get his attention. Out comes the camera.
Look this way.
They hug and kiss and head out for 2 weeks of R&R before he returns to Afghanistan. Chuck Schenker, News Radio 1080 KRLD.